Hello, and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Heidi Stahl, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm Heidi with The Inside Dish, and I'm here with Jean from Craze Craze. Jean, thank you so much for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell our listeners a little bit, what is Craze Craze? Let's start there.
So Craze Craze, we are charcuterie boards and boxes. We are in Allentown. We are in Tillman Square, which is, if you know where the AMC Theater is, where the movie's there, we're in that shopping center right behind there. We have been there almost a year and a half, you know, a little over a year, 1 year, 3 months. And we do charcuterie boards and boxes of all sizes and shapes. So we have, you know, anywhere from like a small little cutie cup, which is just, you know, super cute and wrapped up, all the way up to like a grazing table, large boards for large events, weddings and parties, that type of thing. So anywhere in between, we kind of love just, you know, going and, you know, finding any way to celebrate. Yeah. So, yeah.
So the cutie cups, those are, or do people use those as for like weddings or baby showers, and they're individual ones so people don't have to share?
Absolutely. Yes. So okay. They're just like a little bit as a, some people do just like as a small gift, you know, they're inexpensive. They're super cute. They have a couple skewers in them with our cheeses, and brides will use them. Couples will use them for their wedding as a, you know, at their cocktail hour, even, you know, as people are coming in for cocktail hour, or even it seems to be pretty popular at the end of the evening as people are leaving as like a takeaway, as their
favor.
Yes, their favor for the wedding. Yes.
So you mentioned they're inexpensive. What is, if I want to pop in and get five because I'm having people over or something like that?
They are $8. We can do them in our classic style, which would have a little bit of meat on the one skewer, or we can do them veggie, you know, where they have, you know, other veggies. We'll have, you know, berries and then the cheese too, usually a Dubliner cheddar and Manchego, nice cheese, you know, nice triangles of cheese in it.
So you can do vegetarian too.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And tell me about the grazing table. How long can they go? What's the biggest one you've done?
The biggest one we have done, so grazing table is more when you actually, we can do it a couple of different ways. We can either use our large boards and team them all together, you know, and set them up nicely on the table with eucalyptus and, you know, jars of our hummus and jam and dips that we make. Or we can build right on the table, which is a little bit more labor intensive. We have to come and bring all the food and set it up. It looks really nice. It's really impressive. You know, when it's done, it's beautiful. It's so fun. But longest probably, I think it was like an 8 to 10 foot table. It's
wow.
Like a 200 person wedding. So, you know, but that can be done on a smaller scale. We're doing one soon, you know, that's like a birthday party, you know, in-home kind of thing, build on their dining room table. That's it, you know, so it can go anywhere, super small to super big. Yeah.
Right, so you can scale it big or small.
Yeah, it allows for some creativity. We can customize it to what the event is and what colors and, you know, the things.
Oh, you can?
Absolutely, yeah. So, like, for the weddings, I mean, it's important to kind of follow along with their vibe, what they like, you know, what they want to have. So, you know, finding out their colors and what the foods they like, and, you know, even giving them a little bit of something. A lot of times the bride and groom can't be there for the cocktail hour because they're having pictures taken, you know, so a little something for them to enjoy later. But finding out all those things, you know, that fit the event that we're doing.
So it's very customizable.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that.
Especially for the tables, yeah.
That you can tie it in with the color. So if I have a purple event or a pink event,
yeah,
you can tie it in with that.
Yeah, we have so much fun with it. We have loved finding out the color. And then also, like, sometimes the flowers, the greens, you know, to stage around, you know, what the table or the boards that you have. It looks really nice to tie it all together. We have a lot of fun with it.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What was the inspiration for opening Craze Craze? What made you choose charcuterie?
I actually had a career before. I was a pharmacist for 30 years and worked in retail pharmacy during the pandemic. And that's kind of when I kind of wheels kind of started to turn. Maybe there's something else maybe, you know, to think about doing. And I had fun doing it with family, you know, for family gatherings and, you know, holidays and that type of thing, and started looking into it. I like the idea of Craze Craze of a franchise that they're independently owned. So it is run just by myself and my husband. But I like the idea, because I always worked in healthcare, I like the idea that like I don't have a business background. So I like that there was a structure there that I could follow, but still be able to operate and run, you know, it as I, you know, would like it to be run. So, and it's worked out well. It's worked out really well. I think it was a good fit for me. Yeah, it seems I would have never imagined
your second career
5 years ago. Yeah, that I would be owning a charcuterie business. But it is. I love it, and I'm having a lot of fun with it for sure.
With your background as a pharmacist, if there's moldy cheese, you can tell me if I'm getting some antibiotics and penicillin in there. So.
It is. There's a remarkable amount of similarities, actually. Once you know, see, look, like your care about drugs and food, you know, care of drugs, care of food. There is some similarities for sure that I've seen along the way.
So speaking of cheese, how do you determine what's going to go on somebody's board? If it's a theme, where do you source your cheese from, and how do you decide what goes on each board? Because I feel like cheese and meat is just, you know, the heart of a charcuterie board.
Yes, for sure. Those are our favorite things. Cheese is our favorite thing to talk about. And, well, the boards itself, like, because we do have, like, a standard menu with different styles. So how I mentioned, like, a classic board, you know, we'll have the meats, the cheeses, the standard cheese, you know, some things that are always on it. So if you would go and order a classic board, you know, it will have brie cheese, it will have goat cheese. If you don't ask for anything else, you know, it's going to come as is. It would have brie cheese, goat cheese, it would have cheddar, pepper jack, Swiss. And then we have like a lineup of specialty cheeses that we get. And that's when we start to have a little more fun with, you know, things that are seasonal and things that, you know, that people like that are a little, even more better quality. I don't know, you know, but more specialty cheeses. So we have like a nice Dubliner cheddar, Manchego. That one's my favorite cheese for sure. And a Hatch chili.
Well, and you mentioned earlier, because I have my own personal charcuterie box for lunch, that you do some customizable things for the holiday. So you mentioned a pumpkin hummus, so you can tie in seasonal. Yep.
Correct. Right. And so we do have a holiday board, which is available, just started, you know, this week being available to order, that has some seasonal things tied to it. So instead of, we usually put like a little bit of a dark chocolate bark on our board. So this board has peppermint bark, you know. So there's some different things. There's a lot of brie cheese on our holiday board this year. There's a bourbon salami. We source our meats from Boar's Head. And we have another cheese called caramella cheese, which we weren't super familiar with, but we tried. And it's an aged Gouda that has with Parmesan together and is really nice. So that is on the holiday board too. So right now, you know, those colors, those are the things we're thinking of. They can come the way they come, you know, like on our menu, we have a fall board, we have a holiday board, you know, or if you need something different, you just let us know, you know, we need to make it because some people feel strongly, I don't care for this, I don't want this. And honestly, a lot of things come into play on a board. There's a lot of things. Yeah. So some people like to go through, you know, each ingredient, and that's fine. We can do that. We like those conversations with the customer, you know, to change it what you need it to be for your event or who you're sharing it with.
So if you have a food allergy, they can have that conversation with you.
Yes.
Or we could keep things separate if needed.
Yeah, exactly. Like a nut allergy, sesame allergy, you know, anything like that, gluten-free, we can do. So those are things that are pretty common, you know, and important, you know, it can make a difference.
So it's very customizable because I don't like blue cheese. So I would say no blue cheese on my board.
Yeah, the holiday board last year had a big chunk of blue cheese. And I'm like, that's very, it's very polarizing. People either love it or hate it. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that, but it looked very nice on the board. But if your group doesn't like that, you know, it's not.
It's no big deal.
They're not going to, it's no big deal to switch it out. We have lots of choices, and I enjoy looking for the cheeses we get different places. We do get some of our specialty cheeses from Keystone Farms Cheese, which is in Bethlehem. They have some nice, like right now, like a cinnamon apple cheddar, which is really nice. A cranberry infused cheddar I just got to use like through the holidays too. So we have fun checking those out when they have different things.
Tell me about, you mentioned the dips. Do you make them and are they customizable as well?
We do. We make all of our hummus and our dips and our jams in-house. For our hummus, we always make our classic traditional hummus, roasted red pepper, and we make beet hummus in-house. For the season right now, we're making pumpkin hummus, which I think will carry through to the end of November, you know, after Thanksgiving. And then for jams, we make cran orange jam and raspberry jam in-house. We make a cottage cheese dill dip, which is a good people. See, I know that's another thing. People are like, oh, cottage cheese, but
not me.
Cottage cheese is kind of, yeah.
It's having a moment.
It is having a moment.
Cottage cheese is having a moment.
It's having a moment. Yeah. So, I mean, it is a, you know, healthier, you know, alternative. It's on our keto. We do have a keto board. It's on that board, but that's very good with veggies and is very popular. And then a few others, you know, bringing in here and there, we, you know, and we have an everything bagel, everything but the bagel, cream cheese and dip. And then a few others in and out. So, but yeah, those are the, you know, basic ones we always make. When you order a board, you get those dips and jams accompany your board. You know, so the larger boards will come with that hummus on the board, an 8 ounce of hummus, and then everything else on the side. So that's kind of how, you know, you'll get a little sampling of all those with every board.
I'm starving. Now I'm starving.
There's so many choices.
You mentioned the holidays. Are you doing anything special for corporate gifts or how about with delivery? Tell us a little bit more about how people can order and what that looks like for the average person and then also for, you know, the corporate side.
Yeah, we do have free delivery like through the Lehigh Valley. A lot of times it ends up being my husband. Yeah, we'll deliver. He loves doing the deliveries and, you know, when it's going to make someone happy, it's fun, you know, too. But for the holidays, we can also customize anything like that because a lot of times, you know, companies will have a certain budget, you know, a certain way, you know, that they want the board to look. And it doesn't always, you know, we can work with that. You know, last year was our first holiday season open and we were, you know, it was a little crazy and busy and we were pleasantly surprised. But working with them, you know, we worked with several, you know, offices coming up with a nice alternative, maybe, you know, something on sweet and savory. We did a couple of those, you know, where we could, you know, customize what they need on a certain day to deliver them. And, you know, we're happy to do that. You know, it's fun to talk through that or to make it easier. If there is something at the price point where you need, you know, on a larger scale, we can do that as well. It doesn't necessarily have to be super customized. It can be something we have as well. So for a gift or even sending gifts too, we find a lot of people use the charcuterie board as a nice, I mean, it is. It's like a little, it's a nice alternative to something like flowers or it's, you know, that same sort of thing as a sympathy gift. I found it's a really good fit. You know, it's a nice thing to, you know, show somebody that you're thinking of them. And food always seems, you know, in that sort of situation seems to be a nice thing, something different.
So I would like to tell our listeners, A, how they can order, how they can follow you, and then also your delivery area. So how far will you go? But then along with that, how can people get in touch with you? So is it the best way social media, your phone number? Let our listeners know how the best way to order is.
Yeah, we're on Instagram and Facebook. It's Gray's Craze, West Allentown. I don't know why for some reason it says West Allentown on the thing, but we should come up for both of those. You can definitely order online, and that's at grayscraze.com. And then just also search the location, West Allentown or Allentown, and we'll come up our menu to do online. And you can order online for delivery or for pickup. Delivery is free through the Lehigh Valley. And then if it's over 30 minutes, you know, it can be a little bit outside that range considering, you know, where it is. And if we can fit, you know, we can fit it in, we can absolutely do further with previous arrangements for sure. Events, we've gotten a lot of our events, you know, can be a little further outside that range. And that's fine.
And should they call or email or I'm sorry, call
oh, I'm
or
sorry.
Go
yeah.
On the
and
website.
Our phone number too, I can give our phone number is 610-871-1734. And we would be happy to talk to you, about what you need. Because sometimes when online, it doesn't maybe always come across or translate exactly the way you'd like it to. So, you know, in that case, I would say if you need something, just call us, you know. And I'm usually there. My manager, Caroline, would usually be there. Someone there would be able to talk to you through it for sure.
Okay, great. Well, Jean, thank you so much for being on the Inside
Dish.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much.